Look again at where he tries to establish the doctrine from his own approval, or more accurately, not only from his own, but also from that of the other apostles. And this isn't insignificant, that the teachers you bring forth were full of strong conviction and signified the same not just by words, but also by their very actions. Therefore, you see, he doesn't simply say, "We are convinced," for this alone wasn't enough to convince them, but he also provides proof through actions, as if he were saying, "To profess these things in words might not seem surprising to you, but if we also present to you the message that actions convey, what could you possibly argue against that? Listen then, how we also confess these things daily through our dangers." And he didn't say "I," but "we," including all the apostles together, thereby both displaying humility and adding trustworthiness to his argument.